I left my mom on the summit of Mount Snow. Are we there yet, Mom? I was on a ski lift with my mother. My father and brother were two chairlifts behind. My mom was having her first trip to the summit of a ski mountain. We were going to the summit of Mount Snow in Vermont. I sat for a whole 15 minutes on the lift and was incredibly impatient. In fact, I was so bored I could say the oar sound and bored for an hour. When I was hovering over the ramp to get off the chairlift, I saw it was covered in ice. I thought, oh no. So I got off a little bit early, since I tend to get nervous when I see steep ramps or ramps that are covered in ice. It was quite a relief not getting stuck under the lift. We all went to the edge of the entrance to the trail, Deer Run, when all of a sudden two things happened at the same time. First, my brother went down the trail without telling us, and second, my mother was so scared that she didn't want to move. I didn't want to be left behind, so I chased after Alexander. I passed him effortlessly. He fell down, but I could not see, so I kept going. 30 seconds later, I looked back and noticed he wasn't there. Thinking I'd better stop, I stopped my skis and waited a few minutes, getting increasingly restless. I mumbled to myself, waiting for Alexander's boring. Then I wondered, where is Mom? Especially since it was her first time coming down from the summit. Suddenly, I saw Alexander ski down with Dad and they got ahead of me. I yelled, "Hey!" and raced after them. In no time, I was ahead of them again. We quickly skied down. Near the bottom, Alexander took a wrong turn and we wound up far away from the lift we went up from. I didn't know if Mom would ever find us. I was tired and wasn't paying attention. I skied into a small trench on the foot of the mountain. I muttered, "Why me?" thinking that Alexander's lucky. He didn't have to lug along his skis and poles because Dad was carrying them for him. Sometimes I just want to throw Alexander into the snow and leave him there because he always hits me, sits on top of me, and gets away with it. And he didn't have to carry his skis. Eventually, I got out of the trench and made my way to the rest place where we waited for Mom. I was tired, cold, and getting covered in hail. Finally, she came down. I was thinking, Mom did a good job coming down by herself. I was also wondering at the same time, can we go up again? Dad told Mom that I tried to lose Alexander. Mom was very understanding. All of us talked for a few minutes, then Mom let us go one more time with Dad. I was very thrilled, so I thanked Mom and began to make my way to the ski lift. The last run was the best of all, since I didn't have to wait for Mom. But the hail had gotten worse. It was so bad that by the time we came down, we all had lumps of ice on our coats, helmets, and ski pants. The hail was coming down as if it had been poured from a bucket. I really enjoyed skiing in the hail. Next time, I want to go with friends and family relatives. I especially enjoyed skiing with my mother.